This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday will offer his most extensive comments to date about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, a pullout that's raising concerns about a civil war there. A White House official says Biden will update the American people on the situation and no major policy announcements are expected. The president has been under pressure from critics to give more explanation for his decision to withdraw. The United States last week abandoned Bagram Air Base, the longtime staging ground for U.S. military operations in the country, effectively ending America's longest war. The Pentagon said earlier this week the withdrawal of U.S. forces is 90% complete. Biden's order in April to pull out U.S. forces by September 11th after 20 years of conflict has coincided with major gains by the Islamist militant Taliban movement against overwhelmed Afghan forces after peace talks sputtered. Haitian police on Thursday say they are hunting for more gunmen behind the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse after killing or capturing six so-called mercenaries. Security forces engaged in a fierce shootout with the suspected assailants in the capital, Port-au-Prince, Wednesday after the overnight attack on the president's private residence. Four gunmen were killed by Haitian police and two more were taken into custody while other members of the hit squad are at large, according to police. Officials have not identified the suspects or said what their motives were for shooting dead Moïse or wounding his wife, who survived. The assassination has pitched the already impoverished and violence-plagued Caribbean nation into further turmoil. The UN Security Council is due to hold an emergency meeting over the crisis on Thursday as Haiti enters a two-week mourning period for the head of state. This is VOA News. Greece will announce mandatory vaccinations for specific professional groups next week, the government said on Thursday, after a recent spike in COVID-19 infections. The country's bioethics committee last month recommended compulsory shots for health workers and staff at elderly care facilities only, quote, as a last resort measure, with a specific time frame if efforts to encourage inoculation proved ineffective. There has been debate about whether mandatory vaccinations are ethical, though a poll released on Wednesday showed the majority of Greeks were in favor of the move for specific groups dealing with the public. On Thursday, authorities reimposed curbs on restaurants, bars, and nightclubs, allowing seated customers only out of concern about a resurgence in COVID-19 infections driven by the more contagious Delta variant. About 38% of Greece's eligible population is fully vaccinated, and the government has offered incentives to entice more people to get the shot, including cash and free mobile data for youth, aiming to bring the rate up to 70% by autumn. Iraqi security forces say rockets have landed in and around the heavily fortified Green Zone in the Iraqi capital Baghdad, which houses the U.S. embassy, causing material damage. Two rockets fell near the National Security Building and in an open court inside the Green Zone early Thursday. A third rocket fell in a nearby residential area, damaging a civilian vehicle. The attack came shortly before daybreak, followed two separate attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in western Iraq and across the border in Syria, where U.S.-led coalition forces are based. The attacks come as tension is rising between U.S. troops and Iran-backed fighters. The European Union has fined four major German car manufacturers $1 billion because they colluded to limit the development and rollout of car emission-controlled systems. The European Commission said Thursday that Daimler, BMW, VW, Audi, and Porsche avoided competing on technology to restrict pollution from gasoline and diesel passenger cars. Daimler wasn't fined after it revealed the cartel to the EU Commission. It was the first time the commission imposed collusion fines on holding back the use of technological developments, not on more traditional practices like price fixing. The EU's antitrust chief said the companies had the technology to cut harmful emissions beyond legal limits, but denied consumers the chance to buy less polluting cars. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.